VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden said Saturday his staff was in contact with the Israelis and confirmed that they have discovered bodies in Gaza. Biden spoke to reporters after attending Mass at St. Edmund's Catholic Church in Rehoboth, Delaware.
They want to identify the bodies. There's a lot of speculation who they are and the names. I'm not at liberty to do that at this moment, so the families are notified.
Israel said it had discovered a number of bodies in Gaza during combat and that its military was carrying out a process to extract and identify those bodies, which will take several hours. It asked the public refrain from spreading rumors as to the identities of those bodies. Gaza's health ministry says it has begun a multi-day campaign to inoculate children in Gaza against polio and prevent the spread of the virus. Meanwhile, Israel's military, in a terse announcement, says it located those bodies. Campaign comes after Gaza's first polio case in 25 years was discovered in a 10-month-old. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the latest Russian airstrikes that occurred in Ukraine.
Five people have been killed by Russian shelling in the Ukrainian town of Khasiv Yar as Moscow's troops push ahead in eastern Donetsk. Its regional governor said the shells struck a high-rise building and a private home. He urged the last remaining residents in the frontline town to leave, which had a pre-war population of 12,000. Authorities say a further two people have been killed by Russian strikes in the Kharkiv region. One victim was pulled from the rubble of a house, while a second died of her wounds while being transported to a hospital. Meanwhile, Russia's Ministry of Defense has said it's captured the town of Pivnichne, also in Ukraine's Donetsk region. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
And you'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Philippines and China on Saturday accused each other of intentionally ramming Coast Guard ships in disputed waters of the South China Sea. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones.
The Philippine Coast Guard said that the China Coast Guard vessel 5205, quote, directly and intentionally rammed the Philippine vessel without provocation. They added that the ramming damaged the Philippines' 320-foot ship, but no one was injured. In a statement, a Chinese Coast Guard spokesman said a Philippine ship, quote, illegally stranded at the shoal, had lifted anchor and, quote, deliberately rammed a Chinese vessel. He called on the Philippines to withdraw immediately or bear the consequences. Beijing claims almost the entire South China Sea. The Permanent Court of Arbitration in 2016 found China's sweeping claims had no legal basis, a ruling Beijing rejects.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a Mississippi bus crash has killed at least seven people and has injured more than three dozen others.
Seven people were killed, including a six-year-old boy and his 16-year-old sister in Mississippi, after a bus overturned Saturday morning on Interstate 20, injuring dozens more. The NTSB says the crash was caused by tire failure. Warren County Sheriff Martin Pace spoke with WLBT-TV.
It's terrible. Anytime you have anybody injured or killed, it's a horrible accident. But when you have multiple fatalities and multiple injuries, it just compounds the tragedy.
The coroner said the siblings were identified by their mother. Mississippi Highway Patrol says the bus was traveling west when it left the highway near Bovina in Warren County and flipped over. No other vehicles were involved. I'm Julie Walker.
It's a worrying question for health officials in one of the richest and most developed areas of the African continent. That is, why are babies being born with HIV when free medication is available to prevent mother-to-child transmission? In the first half of this year, 232 babies were born with HIV in South Africa's region, which includes Johannesburg and the capital Pretoria, and is home to at least 15 million people. Pregnant women in South Africa can access HIV testing and antiviral therapy free of charge from health facilities. Alarmed health officials believe even just one case of a mother-to-child HIV transmission is just too many. Japan is a nation so hardworking its language has a term for literally working oneself to death. Now the government is trying to address a worrisome labor shortage by coaxing more people and companies to adopt four-day work weeks. The Japanese government first expressed support for a shorter work week in 2021. The concept has been slow to catch on. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.